Welcome to Straight Talk with My OBMD Podcast. Join me for a bi-weekly discussion on topics most relevant to women's health today. We are your source for medically accurate, real-world advice in all things related to your health and well-being as a woman. From menses to menopause, we've got you covered. I'm your host, Dr. Dana Smith, a fully practicing, board-certified OBGYN physician with close to 20 years experience. I am also the founder of the website that is 100% dedicated to women's health, myobmd.org. At myobmd.org, we write in all aspects related to women's health. Listen to our podcast, visit our website, subscribe to our newsletter, and follow us on Facebook and Instagram, myobmd.org. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Straight Talk with My OBMD. I'm your host, Dr. Dana Smith, founder of the myobmd.org website. That's the website dedicated to your health and your well-being, where all the information you find on our site are written by physicians who are speaking to you directly and have cared for women just like you. Please check us out. Please join our email subscription so you can stay tuned with all our latest publication and get first dibs on our amazing newsletter. So, on today's episode of our podcast, we are going to be talking about something that a lot of you may be familiar with, and that is heavy periods. So stay tuned for our discussion on heavy periods so you can figure out to determine, one, how do you know if you truly have heavy periods? What are the possible causes? And what the heck do you do about it? Stay tuned. So today we're going to be talking about heavy periods, heavy prolonged periods on today's episode of the My OBMD podcast, a production of the myobmd.org website. I'm your host, Dr. Dana Smith. I am the founder of the website and I am a fully practicing OBGYN physician. So let's just take a minute to look on our, what is a regular cycle? And little known fact, you know, our cycles, you're going to hear me use these words interchangeably. Periods, cycle, menses, just like everyone else, those are all the different names for the same thing, our monthly friend that comes every month for menstruating women. And a little known fact, the word menses or menstruation is a Latin word whose root means month. So it's just a name that's based on the timing or the frequency with which we get our lovely monthly cycles. So just to kind of review, for most women get their cycles between 24 to 28 days. For few women, they can get their cycles anywhere from 24 to 38 days. But for most, it's between 24 to 28 days. The volume of bleeding that we experience typically are 2 to 3 tablespoons of blood daily. It's not a lot. It may seem like a lot, but it really isn't. And of course, no one is going to actually quantify it with a culinary device. A normal period you would have to change your pad or your tampon every few hours. It's not necessarily soaked or saturated, and certainly you're not having accidents. The other component of our menstrual cycle is pain. And of course, pain is subjective, right? Some people, we think they're in a lot of pain and they're saying, oh no, it's really not too bad. And some people may be in what we consider to be just a mild amount of pain, but they're writhing and very, very uncomfortable. So pain is another aspect of our menstrual cycle. So the three aspects of our menstrual cycle are the timing in which they occur, typically every 24 to 28 days, the volume of bleeding, typically requiring you to change your pad or your tampon or your whatever sanitary product you use once every few hours, and the pain that you're experiencing, and that's typically you experience, most women experience some what we know as cramps, menstrual cramps, and that's usually either pain that we can live with without use of any pain medicine, or we may choose to use a pain medicine in mild dosage. And certainly the pain should not be at the point where it's interfering with your quality of life. So it shouldn't be to the point where you're not able to go to the movies or go out on a date or go out to dinner or do whatever you would normally do due to the degree of pain that you're experiencing. And you can be experiencing an abnormality in any of those three factors. You could be experiencing an abnormality in the timing of your cycle. So your periods are no longer 24 to 38 days. They're either more frequent or less frequent, both of which are abnormal, by the way. You could be experiencing an abnormality in the volume of blood that you're experiencing. So rather than changing your pad every few hours, you needed to change your pad more often, or your sanitary product much more often. Or you may experience an abnormal cycle in terms of the pain that you experience. So your pain may just be off the chain, right? And you're just needing to use heating pad, ibuprofen tablets, your can't function. So any of those three things can cause an abnormality in your cycle. And for some women, you can experience all three abnormalities. Sometimes one is predominant. So sometimes the pain may be the predominant issue, or the bleeding may be the predominant issue, or the timing may be the predominant issue. So our menstrual cycles are complex, and it involves all of these qualities. And any of these at any time can kind of be off balanced. Today, we're specifically talking about the volume of bleeding. So while we can experience abnormal cycles with the timing and the pain, but today we're going to be talking about the abnormality of volume. So heavy, prolonged periods when you are bleeding just way too much. Okay. So what we're going to be focusing on today is three things, right? We're going to focus on, how do you recognize that your periods are heavy? How do you recognize that, hey, this is abnormal? Number two, what are the possible causes? And number three, what are the treatment options? So first, let's discuss how to recognize that your periods are heavy. And some people may kind of roll their eyes and say, of course I'll know if my periods are heavy or not. But here's the thing. Sometimes if you're experiencing heavy period and you've been experiencing it for years, your mind has quantified that as normal. In your mind, this is a normal period. It is not heavy. It's normal to do all these things. And so you may not have a recognition that what you're experiencing is not normal and is abnormal and needs to be treated. So how do you recognize that your periods are heavy? Heavy periods may go unrecognized for years. What we don't want is that the person that is having the heavy period for years and years and it's going unrecognized, they will eventually become anemic because your body just cannot produce red blood cells fast enough to replace them at the rate at which you're losing them. So you will inevitably become anemic. It's just a matter of how anemic you will become. So if you become severely anemic and are symptomatic, you may end up being diagnosed at that time. You go to the hospital for treatment of your severe anemia. You're told, hey, you have a very low blood count. We need to admit you to the hospital. You need a blood transfusion. And you're saying to yourself, well, why? I don't have any issues. How am I anemic? And then we're going through your history and you're saying, well, yeah, I change my pads every 30 minutes, or I have to double up on my pad and tampons. And yeah, I feel dizzy or I feel fatigued, but I just figured I was overworked. I was overdoing it. I cannot tell you how often I've heard that narrative much more often than I'd like to see. So it is important for us to take a step back and assess whether our cycles are normal or are they excessively heavy and need and require some medical attention. Because we do not want to wait until you're severely anemic and have a medical emergency for you to be diagnosed. We want you to be diagnosed way before that time. So let's look at some of the signs that your period are abnormally heavy. Okay, let's look at some of the things that may be going on to kind of alert you that, hey, this is not normal and maybe I need to go see someone, i.e. my gynecologist, about this. So for most ladies, most period will last anywhere from 3 days to 7 to 8 days. So anywhere from, let's say, 3 to 8 days. If your periods are lasting longer than 8 days, then that may be a sign that they're abnormally heavy. If you find that you are bleeding and soaking through one or more tampons every hour for several hours in a row, and this happens every time you get your period, that's a problem because that should not be occurring. If you need to wear more than one pad at a time, or a pad and a tampon at the same time, that may be a sign that your periods are just too heavy. For most of us, we can go through the night without having to change your pad or tampon. If you are finding yourself needing to get up to change to avoid having an accident throughout the night, that may also be an indication that your cycles are just way too heavy. If you are having menstrual flow with passage of large clots, occasional clot, that can happen. But if you're having recurrent passage of large clots, that is concerning. Any menstrual flow that prevents you from doing things that you would normally do, that's called an interference with your quality of life, because now you're having to cut back on your social engagement or your work requirement due to your period. That's never healthy. So if your flow is heavy to the point where you do not feel you can engage in your work or social function, then that is a concern. If you're feeling that you're always tired, even if you get your rest, so you get your rest, let's say it's the weekend, you were able to catch up on your sleep, you wake up and you're still just exhausted, that may be a sign that your periods are just excessively heavy, especially if it's accompanied by any shortness of breath or palpitations. So those are all signs that you want to look at to make sure you can assess to determine if your bleeding is out of control. Is it too heavy and do you need some help with this? If you're not sure if your cycle is normal or abnormal, you can always track it. So you can always use a menstrual calendar, and basically that's just writing something down on a piece of paper with a date attached. And so let's say your cycle, day one of your cycle, you would write down regular pad, let's say the time. Then you need to write when you go to change it, you write the time that you change it, the level of saturation, fully saturated, lightly saturated, moderately saturated, just how much blood is on the pad, right? And so you want to keep track of that. You also want to keep track of if you're needing to double up on your pads and a tampon, those you want to write those things down as well. And then when you go in to see your gynecologist, then you can have a discussion to determine if your cycles are something that are of concern that needs to be treated medically. Now, one thing I want us to recognize with heavy periods is that it does put you at risk for a medical emergency. And that medical emergency is called severe anemia. So I know people toss around the anemia a lot. You know, I've met so many patients who say, yeah, I'm anemic. My mom's anemic. You know, this person's anemic. And we say it in kind of lightly. And I think because it's said so often, people may not have an appreciation that that anemia is a serious medical condition, and it has a risk. It puts you at risk for additional serious medical conditions. And so it's something that we should take very seriously. Even though it's common, that doesn't make it less risky or doesn't make it less serious just because it's it happens to be a common diagnosis, especially among women. So anemia does put you at risk for some serious conditions such as fainting, heart attack, and stroke. It requires immediate treatment. And so there are some of you who may be bleeding who may actually should not wait for another appointment to see your gynecologist, but will need to, but should rather go to the emergency room. So how do you know if you need to go to the emergency room? So you'll know that you need to go to the emergency room if you notice that you are soaking through two or more pads in an hour. So if you're having to double up on a pad and changing both of them out in 30 minutes, that's two pads an hour. So you need to go to the emergency room. If you find that you're using non-sanitary devices for protection, such as incontinence diapers. So if you're having to use diapers, washcloth, bath towels, instead of a pad to protect you and avoid accidents, that degree of bleeding requires attention in the emergency room. That is why the emergency room is there. If you're feeling faint, dizzy, or having palpitations, that is also very concerning and should prompt you to go to the ER. So just to kind of recap, you know that your periods are heavy if you are needing to change your sanitary product out multiple times in 1 hour. You know that your periods are heavy if you are wearing both pads and tampons at the same time. You know your cycles are heavy if you are having accidents at night or at work, or you have replaced the sanitary devices for non-sanitary devices for protection, such as incontinence diapers and so forth. Less commonly done, but I have seen it. It is not that degree of bleeding requires you to go to the ER. If you're not feeling dizzy, having palpitations, having feeling faint, or not changing your pads multiple times in an hour, you may still need to be seen, but not necessarily have to require an ER visit. So let's look at some of the culprits that cause these heavy periods, right? So they fall into three categories. We can either have issues with our uterus, so the uterus is the culprit, or we can have hormonal problems, or we can have medical problems. So just because you're experiencing something that's in the pelvis, i.e. heavy menstrual bleeding, it doesn't mean that the problem is necessarily within the pelvis. It may be, but not always. So let's look at some of the conditions that can occur in the uterus that can cause heavy bleeding with your periods. And in this discussion, I'm talking about persons who are not pregnant. Okay, if you are pregnant, this is a completely different discussion. But if you are not pregnant and having heavy cycles, then this is the discussion for you. So the problems within the uterus that can cause heavy menstrual flow are more commonly growths, things that grow, like tumors, not cancer tumors, benign tumors, mostly. So, for instance, polyps and fibroids, right? Those are the more common growths within the uterus, fibroids being much more common than polyps. But these two conditions are conditions that can cause heavy menstrual bleeding. Another condition, which is a lot more difficult to diagnose, is something called adenomyosis. And adenomyosis is just when the uterine wall, the uterus is like a balloon. If you put air, water, whatever in the balloon, it opens up, right? Well, if that balloon has really thick, if it's like a, has really thick muscle through and through, then that is a condition called adenomyosis. It's not easily diagnosed, and frankly, it's mostly diagnosed after you've had your uterus removed, but we can always have a clinical suspicion of an adenomyosis. So in adenomyosis or endometriosis, you can also have heavy bleeding with your periods. And those are all benign conditions, but they're very much of a nuisance because they cause heavy bleeding, which has the effect of causing you to spend a lot of money on sanitary products, which potentially may interfere with your quality of life and potentially cause an anemia. Another more serious condition that can cause heavy bleeding with your periods are pelvic cancers, more commonly endometrial cancer and cervical cancer. So with endometrial cancer, the bleeding pattern for that diagnosis, it tends to be bleeding with clots. And it's non-cyclical, meaning that it'll just come on randomly, not necessarily with a period. And the bleeding from cervical cancer bleeding is one of the most impressive bleeding that I've experienced, that I have seen as a physician. And because patients with cervical cancer, they're bleeding, it's almost like you've turned on a faucet. And there's just blood literally pouring out. And if you see patients bleeding with cervical cancer, especially advanced stage cervical cancer, they may not have a sanitary napkin for protection when they come to the emergency room. They more commonly have washcloths or a towel or some garment there in the pelvis to protect them from an accident because the bleeding is just tremendous. Of course, that degree of bleeding is an emergency. You have to get to an emergency room right away. The less common cause for heavy bleeding is a pelvic infection, but it is possible. Other conditions that can go on to cause heavy bleeding with your periods are, believe it or not, the hormone that sits in the middle of your neck, called our thyroid gland. Okay. The thyroid gland sits right in the middle of our neck and right below your chin, and it releases the thyroid hormone. If that thyroid gland is underactive and you're not getting enough thyroid hormone being released for whatever reason, that can cause heavy bleeding with your periods. So one of the things that we commonly check is your thyroid hormone. If you're experiencing heavy menstrual bleeding, we check your thyroid hormone to make sure your thyroid is functioning normally. Another condition is PCOS, and we have discussed PCOS before, but PCOS is a very common cause of heavy menstrual bleeding because patients with PCOS will not get a period monthly, right? They get their period, their period's a regular flow, they come occasionally. And so when they do come, the lining of the uterus has built up to such a degree because it has been so long that it's been shedded that when it starts to shed, you hemorrhage. So PCOS is another common condition that is associated with heavy menstrual bleeding. Another condition that can cause heavy menses is ovulatory dysfunction. So, for instance, adolescents who are just starting their cycles or women nearing menopause who are about to stop having their cycles, their ovaries are not functioning in the healthiest of states during those two periods of our lives. So adolescents who are just started their cycles, sometimes it can take a few years before their cycles become stable. And for a woman who is approaching menopause, the same thing, it can take some time as your ovarian function decreases and eventually just stops, your cycles can be abnormal. So a dysfunctional ovary is one of the cause of heavy menstrual bleeding, something to consider. Now, there are medical problems that can cause heavy menstrual bleeding, and they have nothing to do with your pelvis, right? So, for instance, a bleeding disorder. So a more common one is something called von Willebrand's disease. Von Willebrand's disease is a condition where you have abnormal clot. Your body's ability to form a blood clot is just, it doesn't work that well. And so your flow with your cycles are heavier than they would be had you not had that condition. So bleeding disorders, and for those with a bleeding, if we suspect a bleeding disorder, then you actually have to see the hematologist. Even though you're bleeding from the vagina and you go to your gynecologist and they do an evaluation and they say, hey, I suspect you have a bleeding disorder, the gynecologist will not be the one to address that problem or fix that problem, rather, but the hematologist, the blood doctor, would be the one that would take care of that. And by treating that blood disorder, the bleeding disorder, that you will see your cycles now become regular. And sometimes another issue, medical issue, are medications that we're taking. So sometimes patients are started on blood thinners, whether you've had a DVT or clot in your lung or in one of your veins. Or if you've had a stroke, you may be started on blood thinners. And when you're started on blood thinners, then the bleeding with your cycle becomes heavier because your blood is thinned out. The issue with the blood thinners is that we're seeing that a lot more because we are seeing that, unfortunately, some of these conditions, such as a stroke, usually you're seeing it in older ladies that are menopausal who've been started on blood thinners. They can have abnormal bleeding, but it happens less commonly. But now we're seeing, unfortunately, with whatever it is, whether the obesity epidemic, stress, high blood pressure, we're seeing more and more strokes in younger patients. And because they're younger, they're still menstruating. So now that you're started on a blood thinner and you're young, your risk of complication becomes higher because you're still having your periods. So that's one of the issues that we're just as a medical community experiencing a little bit more. Other thing is obesity. Overweight and obese patients tend to just have more irregular bleeding. And that's because the adipose tissue, the fat cells within our body, it likes to store estrogen. And so it holds on to the estrogen. The more adipose tissue we have, the more fat cells we have, it stores the estrogen. And then that estrogen is then released and it stimulates your uterine wall and the uterine lining. And then you see this heavy period. So that's the relationship between weight and abnormal bleeding. So once you have determined that your periods are heavy, you've gone and gotten an evaluation and your doctor has diagnosed you, now what are your treatment options? So of course, the treatment option is going to be specific to your condition, right? So depending on what your condition is, your doctor is going to advise a certain treatment. And treatment option falls in one of two categories always, right? Surgery or medicines or observation, right? So certain conditions, such as a polyp. So let's say you have a uterine polyp or an endometrial polyp, same thing. Those can only be treated surgically. We cannot give you medicines for that. So if you have a polyp, it has to be removed surgically. If you have a growth such as a fibroid, that can be treated surgically, but not exclusively, right? You have other treatment options. So depending on the size of the fibroid, depending on how active it is, where exactly it's located, is it present on any other organs? those are all things that we would look at to determine, hey, do you need to, what is the best treatment approach for you? And so fibroids can involve surgery to remove the fibroid, leaving your uterus inside, removing the uterus along with the fibroid, right? That's called a hysterectomy. You can also do a procedure to slow the flow of blood to the uterus. That's called a uterine artery embolization. And if your fibroids are small enough and the bleeding is not severe, they can actually be treated also with medicines, right? We can give you medicines that you take monthly, whether birth control pills or other medicines, to non-hormones or hormones, or hormonal pills to treat small fibroids. Of course, if you have a bleeding disorder or a thyroid condition, those are going to be treated medically. So the bleeding disorder will be treated by the hematologist. Your thyroid disorder may be treated by your primary care doctor or an endocrinologist, depending on the severity of your illness. And cancers, of course, that is much more serious. That's treated by the GYN oncologist. And those usually involve a combination of surgery, chemo, and radiation therapy. So in summary, I just want to point out that it is important to assess your cycles to determine if your cycles are heavy or not. If they are heavy, then they need to be addressed medically to avoid a very serious medical complication, which is severe anemia. Most ladies with heavy cycles can be treated at the doctor's office. You call, you make an appointment to be seen. However, if you are hemorrhaging, then you should not wait to go to your doctor's office. You should instead go to the emergency room. Once you're evaluated and diagnosed, then the treatment option will be recommended for you. And most importantly, ladies, please remember that there is no reason to live with heavy menstrual bleeding. It is a treatable condition, and it is not only treatable for the cause of your quality of life, but also to prevent serious medical consequences that may come from severe anemia. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of the Straight Talk with My OBMD podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Smith. Everything we have discussed today can be found on our website at myobmd.org. We'd love for you to visit our site and sign up for our email newsletter and follow us on our Instagram and Facebook. And of course, subscribe to our podcast. And we'd love to hear from you. I'm your host, Dr. Smith.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Straight Talk with My OBMD podcast. To learn more about this topic, visit our website at myobmd.org. Subscribe to our newsletter, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. I can't wait to spend more time with you on our next episode of Straight Talk with My OBMD.